have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Mystery to me, we have agreed, with which we have agreed, and you think you have to want more than you need, until you have it all, you won't be free, society, you're crazy breed. Hope you're not lonely without me. When you want more than you have, you think you need. And when you think more than you want, your thoughts begin to bleed. I think I need to find a bigger place. 'Cause when you have more than you think, need more space. Society, you're crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Less is more. But if less is more, how you keeping score? It means for every point you make, your level drops. Kinda like you're starting from the top. And you can't do that. Society, you're crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, have mercy on me. I hope you're not angry if I disagree. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely without me.
Yeah, and that's how I'll start the show, but right before the election. All right, I am Dave, and on the line, as always, is Giggles. And we got a special guest from Argentina, I think, on the line. But we're here at what science is telling us is a Sunday night at 11. I don't agree with science tonight. I believe it's midnight, but Who am I to argue?
I don't believe it. I don't like the whole daylight savings thing.
It's just weird.
The fact that it gets dark at 4.
It's just stupid.
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
It's just stupid. It's stupid.
It's just stupid. We have a guest here. What's happening over there? Where are you? Where
Hola.
Are you?
Hola.
What's happening?
Yes, it is. I got you all beat because it's actually 1 a.m. over here.
Oh, see, that doesn't even make any sense.
I am calling from the southernmost tip of Argentina, all the way south in Ushuaia, Argentina.
Ushuaia, Argentina. All right, what's the biggest delicacy of Argentina, the southernmost tip? Like, what does everybody eat down there? Because that's the most important thing, right? What does everybody eat down there?
Well, Argentina in general, they're all pretty much carnivores here. It's all about meat. But in this particular town, it's all about seafood because you're on the water.
Sure,
and
makes sense.
They have these gigantic crabs. So they have these like huge king crabs, and that's kind of the draw for all the tourists.
Makes sense. I mean, I would eat some crab if I were down there. Let me also get
Dave,
this straight.
Do you have a map up? You got to look at this map of Argentina. If she's really where she says she is, and just for our listeners who are just tuning in, this is Sarah. She was roaming around the country in her Mini Cooper under the guise of at Marley Mini Me, and now she's in Ushuaia, which looks like the southernmost tip of Argentina.
That's what
you
she said
it, but I had to map it just to see if you were telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And I guess you are. You are there.
I am here.
Why would she lie?
And I'll send D&G a picture. I actually drove on the southernmost road today, so I drove as far as a car could possibly go.
You didn't have a Mini though. No Mini.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a lot of islands and such down there, and like weird peninsulas and just strangeness. Is that?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I also want to like you can see us. I'm assuming, but we can't see you.
That's right.
That's
1 a.m.
It's 1 a.m. All right, caller, you're on the air. I don't know who this is because usually it's Sarah. So let's be honest here. Who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Not bad. What's going on?
I'm just here watching the Broncos lose.
Yeah, that'll happen. That'll happen. I mean, they don't even have any. This is a rebuilding year for you guys. Don't even sweat it.
Well, they are playing the Raiders, though, so they have to win this.
Hopefully they do. But, you know, what are you going to do? I'll also put it out there. Tonight's the last night I'll let anyone talk about the election, obviously. But if you want to call and bitch all you want, go ahead. The number is 718-928-9732. After tonight, I'm going to hang up on you. So you got one shot, one shot. So, Dan, tell us what's going on over in Denver or wherever you are.
Really just having a nice brony weekend.
Ha! Ha!
Dan's my buddy that went to the Brony convention. I think there's another name for it, but he went with his daughter because he's an awesome dad, which is what awesome dads do. If like his daughter was like basically saying, I want to go to this, I'm really into My Little Ponies, and Dan said yes. So Dan, why don't you give us a rundown and give us a kind of, you know, give us your lay of the land.
I have one question before you do. What were the what was the ratio of old men versus kids?
Well, as far as old men goes, I was probably one of the older guys there.
All right.
But it's more of a young men, like early 20s. It's hard to kind of tell, but like teenage to early 20s. And the ratio of that to little girls is probably like 90-10 or maybe 95-5.
Well, I don't. Jeez. What is it? All right, you were there. What is the appeal of this thing for this generation? This I'm gonna call these millennial, maybe millennial times two. I don't know what they are, but what was your like view of why this is like a big thing for them?
That's a good question. I've been trying to figure it out. I think it's. You know, like it's the same type of guys that would be really into Dungeons and Dragons or other kind of things like that from their childhood or whatever. And it's just, they just like stuff that is like that. Like, you know, like it's the same kind of guys that would play those weird card games.
Sure.
Or video games or something.
But this is way out. Like, I can understand, like, you want to get involved in, like, some kind of fantasy world where you're killing, slaying dragons or, like, buddying up with some people. Where's the game in this? What do they, is it just dressing up? Were there a lot of people dressed up? There's my question. How many people were dressed up like bronies?
Pretty much all of them were dressed up somewhere or another, like little like furry kind of tails or whatever, and like horns or something. I honestly don't understand it at all. But
liar.
I mean,
a liar. Who said that? Who's in the background calling you a liar?
That was my friend Jeremy.
So he enjoyed it. Did he go with you? Did you bring a bunch of your boys to this Brody's thing?
I'd be afraid to take Jeremy there.
Oh man. All right, what is the craziest thing you saw when you were there?
I don't know what.
This year.
Wait. Let's back up a second.
Like last year.
Dan, how many times have you been to this Brony convention? And how old is your daughter?
She's 12, and this was the second year. Last year. We went during the day, and then I was looking at the schedule, and there was a dance that night. So I'm like, man, I've got to check out this dance. So I came back around 8 or 9 o'clock, and it was like in the hotel. So I went down to the hotel and walked in this, hotel area where like, you normally have meetings and stuff.
Sure. Yeah, like a conference room.
There was, a conference room. And there was a couple people on stage singing that song by Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive.
We know it.
And then there's a bunch of dudes dressed as kind of like, ponies or whatever, dancing. And I sat there, and I had my daughter go out and kind of dance with them. I gave her, like, this little neon glow stick, and she's just kind of waving it because that's what they're all doing.
Sure.
And the guys, when they were dancing, they were, like, clapping their feet.
Ugh.
Like, they were like,
this is so uncomfortable.
I'm trying to describe it. Instead of dancing, they're just kind of clapping their feet. And I remember the look on her face. She kind of looked back at me like, Daddy, is this okay? And I'm like, yes, it's okay.
That's so uncomfortable.
I mean, so I can't really understand grown men doing that. But I mean, that's really like as weird as it got for me.
That is pretty strange.
You get kind of numb to it when you're there long enough.
I guess so. I guess.
Man, he's a supportive father. That's what I love about it.
Yeah,
it's a chance for him to be in this world where, like, he wouldn't be in otherwise if he didn't have a daughter
And, like, that's why I kind of jumped at the chance, because I would normally never kind of, encounter this kind of subculture of people. And it gives me an opportunity to kind of do it and see, because to me it's fascinating. Different cultures and stuff, and just kind of fascinating seeing people get really into this.
Something's happening in Denver, and it's people are going wild.
Somebody's angry at the projector.
Very angry.
So I'm walking away from the game a little bit here, but.
But here's the thing, Dan. Here's the thing. You said when the opportunity arose, you took that chance to go do this, but it's your second time. So this is something that's just not just an opportunity. It's something that has now become a staple in your life.
Yeah, I'll most likely do it again next year.
So you like it enough. Maybe next year you get dressed up.
And she doesn't want to do it anymore, then I'm definitely done.
Mm-hmm. That's what he says.
He keeps going
now.
Back by himself. Yeah. His daughter's done with it, but Dan wants to go back to it.
We got to talk to your daughter and see if we can get her to get you to dress up next year. I mean, do you have a favorite brony or pony, whatever they're called? Do you have one?
No, I've tried to, get into it. Like, I've tried to remember the names even, and I think I got it down to three.
All right.
All I can remember is, Rainbow Dash.
Sure.
Rainbow Dash, Applejack.
Applejack.
And Princess something. I forget.
Princess
it's
Clock.
Just two, I can remember.
Yeah. This is just bizarre. Okay. I don't even know where to go with that. I mean,
Well, it's a good. This is my caller. This is my producer.
It's great.
Here.
I mean,
my producer credit.
You
I got a
really
guy
well.
That went to a Brony convention.
That's really good.
I was like, this is good radio.
Yeah.
This is good radio.
So the My Little Ponies was something that obviously aired in the 80s, was a big thing for kids. Somehow along the way, it became this kind of iconic thing for, like, well, I guess teenagers to 20-year-olds. And I just...
Yeah, what happened is I think it's Hasbro. They had My Little Pony in the 80s. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe it's been 8 years ago, they brought it back. And the animation's a lot better and everything. They took it more seriously, and it was totally intended for children.
Mm-hmm.
And they started noticing that they had a following of adult men. And so they started kind of pushing it, like, at the different cons and stuff, like Comic-Con and all that.
So BronyCon.
And they kind of, yeah. And then that kind of turned into, like, BronyCons and stuff.
Do they call it BronyCon? Or do they call it PonyCon?
No, there's like official Brony cons that are huge. What I've been going to the last couple of years is called Running of the Leaves Con.
Oof.
Or Rottle Con.
Oof.
And I think Running of the Leaves, it's a phrase they got from like a few episodes at some point. I don't know what it means exactly, but it's called Running of the Leaves Con.
I feel like you know more about it than you're letting on. But I'll let that go.
Yeah, I've been twice, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and also one of these kind of strange experiences, at least for me, is this time when I went, is they had a panel. They have these different panels, and the panel I went to was called Ask the Pony. So what it is, it's like basically like adult women dressed up as their favorite pony.
Sure.
And
sexy pony.
In a panel type thing, and then there's a bunch of audience members that ask them just random questions and stuff.
But do these
and
girls
have
any...
Answer.
Do they have, like, any affiliation with the show?
No.
So they're just... this is bizarre.
There's zero correlation, I think, between the official show and these different events. They're basically grassroots.
Really weird.
Unlicensed, off the rails.
They'd ask ponies questions, and they'd answer, like, in that voice, or they'd answer, like, in the character.
That's bizarre. So he's got more. Go ahead.
Yeah, last year, at one of the panels, they had some voice actors that worked on the show.
Oh, that's good. They're getting more legitimized.
Yeah, and then they had this. So at the panel, for whatever reason, they were reading scripts to the audience, but they were reading scripts from like other movies as ponies. So they and one of the scripts was from Star Wars. It was the trash compactor scene.
Sure.
And they were reading that, and then the audience
Why
was
not?
Like eating it up. It was just the most awesome thing.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I was just sitting there like just blown away.
I mean, it's probably pretty easy to like pick and choose the things that like teenagers would love. Teenagers would love Star Wars. Teenagers would love you know anything like in that pop culture realm that's just gonna like really get them going. In probably
just
a really weird sexual way. I'm sure there's a lot of sexual things happening at this thing that I don't want to know about.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see any of that, but yeah, there might be weird. I mean, there's probably some weird offshoots of it that get kind of like that, and I've heard that there are. There's a guy on Howard Stern once who was talking about that years ago, that the bronies kind of frowned upon. There was this one group that are really kind of specializing it, and it was kind of weird.
Sounds weird.
But
sounds really weird.
I
mean, you didn't walk down like the hallway, and people would have their doors open. They'd be all dressed up, and they'd be like inviting people in. There wasn't any of that you saw.
No, there wasn't. I mean, it's mostly, you know.
I think if I was Dan, I wouldn't have left my daughter's sight. At like one sec for one
second.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely
I wouldn't just go off exploring and leave my daughter at like a brony convention. You know?
See, I did say to you several times, Dad, don't leave me alone.
See, I don't think she wants to be there. I think you want to go there, Dad. That's going to be really uncomfortable.
I mean, the people that were there were all nice, and I got no weird vibe at all like that from anybody there. It was pretty. I hesitate to
you heard it
the
here.
Word normal, but normal in comparison to weird sex stuff.
Well, that's good. But it must have been so uncomfortable for your daughter, where there's like maybe like what, a couple dozen other younger girls, and then just walking around with a bunch of dudes dressed up like My Little Ponies. It just must feel awkward for her.
Yeah, and then, well, at the same time, people have asked me if I felt kind of strange being there. And my answer is really, is like, I'm almost a 50-year-old guy showing up at a My Little Pony thing, taking pictures of people, you know. I probably look like kind of the weird one.
Do send us some of these pictures. I need to see some of these pictures. So send them to daveandgiggles@gmail.com. I got to see some of these. We'll put them up somewhere. We have a site. I don't know.
Gotcha.
How's the game going over there, Dan? Are they winning? There's a lot of yelling back there.
The yelling may not be a good sign.
No, never is.
No.
Yeah, but not a full game.
Not a full game.
All right. Should we get this guy on the radio? Should we get Jeremy on?
He sounds really jammed up.
He's super jammed up.
He's super jammed up.
All right, Dan. Well, let's let you get back to the game.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, telling us the inside scoop on the running of the leaves.
The running of the leaves, the bronies
in Denver.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Later, thanks, buddy. Wow, that was intense. Yeah.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh,
okay,
boy. Here
so
we go.
I grew up with My Little Pony.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, me and my sisters would play with it, but my brother never did. When did the guys get involved?
That might have been a question for Dan. I feel like Dan got involved, so he would have the answer for that. But I definitely, I never really, like, I think that growing up, there was, I think in the 80s, it was much more, like, girls played with these things and guys played with those things.
Mm-hmm.
And
G.I.
along
Joe's.
The way, like, that homogenizing of, like, well, there's no specific toy for one specific gender, so we kind of homogenize that all in there. And I'm going to be honest. This is the byproduct of doing that. We're going to have a lot of guys who sexualize these dolls. I don't know. I'm just making it up as I go along. But that would be my answer, maybe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I never got into My Little Pony. I mean, I watched Care Bears. I remember watching Care Bears.
I could see that.
And then He-Man, G.I. Joe... What else was there? Dino Riders. You know, I was just big into like the, what was it? Who are the dudes?
Which dudes?
The lions? The cats? Thundercats.
Oh, Thundercats.
Yeah. Of the Thundercats.
I was big into
ton
Thundercats.
Of Thundercats, man.
Yeah. I was big into them.
Yeah.
It's actually
so, I mean, I never had like My Little Ponies.
Yeah.
So I just wasn't, I guess it's just like what you're around, sort of what's available. You know, kids play with whatever is in front of them.
Sure.
So like I didn't have those in front of me. My sisters were older. So there wasn't, like, you know, a stockpile of My Little Pony dolls
hanging
around.
Your kids, what's their big toys? What are they playing with?
My kids?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, you have
I'm
kids.
The only one here with kids.
Yeah.
This is true. Leo's into puzzles, and Sam's into, what is he into? He's just into everything, man. He's into climbing. He's into, oh, my God.
Does he have, like, a specific toy that
night,
he loves?
What's that?
Does he have a specific toy that he loves and carries around everywhere? Don't kids do that?
He doesn't really have something like that. Like they're not attached to anything. Like they don't have binkies or, you know, pacifiers, blankets, stuff like that. They don't have
that
attachment stuff. But I mean, they're into balls. They like throwing balls. They like sticks. You know, exploring. I take them out into the
woods.
What
are they, dogs? Are they dogs? They're into balls and sticks, and I throw them and they
balls
go get
and sticks.
Them.
No, they got a good arm, man. We go to the soccer field or the football field across the way there, and I just let them run. You know, like a dog. You just got to let them run.
Like a dog.
Get the energy out and muscles and stuff like that.
So, Sarah, how does it feel to be on the inside of, like, starting the show before the show with us and, like, seeing all that craziness go down? Is it different than just calling?
I feel like I would love to report just on the facial expressions and, like, what's happening.
Do it. What kind of facial expressions have you seen that you've been wanting to comment on?
Just, like, I don't know. There are just a couple of, like, shots of the camera, like, ooh, hey. There might have like, a little finger-pointing gun in there at one point. I'm not sure. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, see, here's the thing, Sarah. Dave and I look at each other and smile all the time. That's what it is. Like, we can't even see you, but Dave and I are just smiling at each other.
That's true.
So, like, if we could see, like, I feel like we should be able to see you.
I know. That's kind of bogus.
I feel like this is better.
That, yeah,
like,
for you.
Creepy, like, fly on the wall?
Yeah, that's really creepy. Definitely really creepy. But I honestly, I couldn't do this show if I couldn't see you, though. You know, like, I need to see you. I need to look in your eyes.
Yeah.
So that's something that, like, I couldn't do without.
No. No.
You
and you look good. You upgraded your camera.
I upgraded the camera, so now it's like HD. It looks pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. Looks
you
real good.
You can see me
you
in
look
HD.
Like an old.
I look old.
Like an old
I know.
Grandpa
thanks.
With
I
look, that sweater.
It's a good sweater, though, right? I thought it was a
I
good
think,
sweater.
Is there a man bun in there, possibly?
There's a man. I cut my hair this morning. I cut my hair this morning. I cut like six
Let's
inches off. All right, here,
Let's
hold
see
on.
It. It's a radio show.
It's a radio show, guys.
Give me some visuals.
A lot of visuals. So now it's like here,
hair, like.
But it used Bottom to be like down
you're
to
like
here.
A...
I can't hear you. Put on the headphones. So yeah, you can see that.
Oh, there it is.
I cut some stuff off.
So it's shoulder length.
It's shoulder
just a little
length,
bit off the shoulder.
Yeah, I was in
longer than the shoulder.
I lost my hair tie.
I think
Shit.
It's like the same length as mine now.
I know. This morning I was in the shower and I saw scissors and I went, all right, I can do that.
Only
do
dudes
that.
Can do that.
I know. I know.
Only dudes can cut their own hair.
My dad used to sit around and he had like hair like mine. It was just like he had a lot of it and he had it my whole life. And then somewhere in like his 50s, he decided that, no, I don't want hair anymore and just buzzed it. But then he got really addicted to buzzing it. So he would sit around with a, you know, like a razor, like a corded razor, but that he'd have always charged. And he would just all the time just buzz his head. And he found it like soothing, calming. And he'd just hear it walk around the house. Zzzz, and he'd just buzz his head constantly. He loved
hair
it.
Hair everywhere.
Hair everywhere. Hair yeah, he didn't care.
Everywhere. Just
he
little,
didn't care.
Little hairs everywhere.
One day, my mom called me, and she was, like, in a panic, and he went to cook beans. My dad should have been a hobo. He really should have been a hobo. He went to cook beans, and he just took the can of beans. That's the word I was looking for. Three-letter word, can of beans. And he just
Starts
put it
C.
and he put it on
I
the stove.
I just know where that's going.
He put it on the stove and just turned it on, and it exploded the entire kitchen, and the whole stove was destroyed. Everything was destroyed. The whole kitchen was covered in beans. He should have been a hobo, but for some reason, my mom took him in and tried to make him a man, but that didn't work.
Well, and then we got you, you know. And if
this
your parents never got together, we'd never have you, and this never would have happened.
This show would never be.
This show would never be here.
This probably better
and
off.
Sarah is in. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. We have a special guest, Sarah, who is in Ushuaia, South America, or no, Ushuaia, Argentina, which is at the very southern tip of South America. Mm-hmm. And she's just hanging out. She's traveling. She traveled the country, and then she's trying to do 7 continents in 7 months. Is that your plan now?
Notes,
that's the plan.
You have little notes over there? You read
Me?
Notes? Yeah.
I pay attention, Dave. I pay attention. I listen
Thanks,
to people.
Mike.
You know what
Thanks,
I'm saying?
Big.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. So Wednesday you're leaving, you're heading for Antarctica.
No,
Tuesday you're leaving, you're headed for Antarctica. I don't know these things.
That's a good time to head to
you're
Antarctica.
That's a good time to head to Antarctica.
I might not come back.
I know. It's quite possible. But that'll be interesting. Will you have a service down there? Will you be able to try to do this next week?
I don't know. I honestly have no concept of what is
anything
accessible from the ship. So far I've heard they won't have any internet, but there's
Sweet.
A potential possibility that we might be able to get in certain areas.
So you're going to be on a ship the entire time?
No, so I actually chose Ushuaia because I wanted to go to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
And if you basically are sort of flexible, you can fly down to this area, which is where all of the ships or planes fly
Ports.
Out of to get to Antarctica on our side of the world. So I came down and I was able to get my spot on a ship. And my ship that I'll be on will be moving almost the whole time. It's going to be parked for, I think, just about, 2 days max in one spot. But we'll be in Antarctica, physically around Antarctica for 5 days, I believe.
So
and then the rest is all sail time.
How much time will you spend on Antarctica?
I think about the 5 days. So every single day that we're there, we're going to get multiple zodiacs that go out to the
That's cool.
the various parts of the island. And so we have all different options of things that we can do, obviously. But mine, and the reason that I chose this particular ship is because it's small. It's just about 100 people.
It's like a mini-me.
It's called the Iofi. What's that?
Just like
Hold
a mini-me.
Spell it. Spell it. I'm writing this down. We got to track it down. Track it. You know, if she goes in.
If we have to go. We have to go.
How do you spell
it? Save her. We need to know the name of the ship.
Keep an eye on it for me. It's I-O-F-F-E.
Iofi.
Iofi?
Iofi. It sounds
it's
a little too close to
Russian
like.
Icebreaker.
Oh, Russian icebreaker.
Oof.
Man, this.
Yeah.
Oof.
God, I'm so.
So this is like a legit. This is like an expedition.
How did you secure this boat? How did you secure this boat?
I'm sorry?
How did you secure this boat?
How did I secure it?
Yeah.
With a smile and some charm.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy it.
No, no. So I came down and I knew that the day that I got here, there would be a couple boats leaving within the next week or so, and that I was going to try and jump on. And the one that's leaving tomorrow actually was sold out. So I tried to get on the one for the 8th, and I did. So it's basically just going around trying to figure out who has the deals, because they basically release open spots to certain agencies. And if you know, if you can find them and you can find an agency with an open spot, they'll sell it basically for cheaper than, you know, a sale price or what you would get just paying rack from the U.S. or something.
So did you have it secure before you went down there, or did you go down there and be like, all right, I need to walk around and see if I can find some sailor?
Yep.
That's what you did?
I got here on Thursday. I went shopping that day, and I secured it on Friday.
Damn.
Crazy. All right, I want to know what you got. What's your shopping list? What was your, like, must-have for an Antarctic Russian ice-breaking vessel?
And if
what
you're
like, all right, I got to have this.
And if you run into a polar bear. Go ahead.
I chose this particular boat was that this boat has free camping on Antarctica. So
That's
you can
cool.
actually camp overnight on the physical land. You can do that on some other ships, not all of them. And the ones that do offer it usually charge for it. This one actually allows you to do it for free because they have such a small population on the boat. And the smaller population is actually desirable for many reasons, that being one of them, but also because they only allow 100 people on Antarctica per day or per sailing. So if you're on a bigger ship with like 200 people or so, there's a chance that you may either not get on land or you may not even, you know, you might not get on
you
land.
You might be
that
sleeping.
Day.
Yeah.
I'd be like sleeping in. And then all the passes for Antarctica are taken.
You'd miss it. So yeah, my plan is to camp.
So you're going to
camp. So was that with part of your shopping supplies? Was camping gear or what? Like, I just want to know what you bought in Ushuaia,
so
Argentina.
To prepare?
Yeah.
So far, just seafood.
Just seafood.
No, they actually give you everything. They give you boots. They give you a jacket. They give you pants. All the camping gear they offer.
Makes sense.
I mean, I have camping gear, but I don't have anything that prepare me for that type of environment.
I mean, there's polar bears down there. Am I correct? No.
Polar bears only exist
in
on the North Pole.
North Pole. So what animals do we have to look out for if you're down there?
Penguins, pinguino. Ah,
penguins. You don't have to worry about them.
Down there.
You don't have to worry about them. So you're safe. You don't have to bring any like bear spray or anything to like because you're going to be out there alone, or are you going to be with everyone on the boat?
Yeah, no, I'll be with everybody on the boat.
All right, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
it's
crazy.
It's so harsh. I mean, we couldn't do anything alone anyway.
No, that's wild.
You need people. You'll be. I think what you're going to find here is you're going to feel very reliant on other people and just a sense of community. God, that's what.
Here he goes.
God, I'm just sitting in my basement. I mean, you know, it's great. You know, I'm glad you're traveling the world, but and I'm very happy in my basement talking to Dave.
This is true.
Looking at his long hair.
It's long.
But I do sense a small tinge of jealousy. But
lots.
You know, I'm planning for the future. It's fine. It's fine. I'll get over it. You know, I'm aware of it.
You won't get
so
over
I'm just,
it. You won't.
No.
No, I'm not over it.
Well,
I want to go
get
down
out
there.
And back. It could be terrible. I mean, I have to go through the Drake Passage, which I don't know if you guys know anything about the physical sailing, but the Drake Passage is known.
It's like one of the most dangerous passages, right?
It's the most dangerous.
Yes.
Sir Francis Drake, right? Sir Francis Drake? We talking about?
So.
Is this named after him?
I'm going to say
I
yes.
Right?
So. So that's why yeah. you have this Russian boat that's going to cut through the ice, make its way in, and then have pretty much ice surrounded again, freeze back up. And then you're going to be stuck in there. Is this scaring you yet?
I'll just be like Rose and Jack.
Rose and Jack, yeah. Just let me go, Rose. Let me go.
Yeah. Oh, this is a nice ship. I'm looking at Google because that's what we do on the Dave and Giggles Radio
we
Hour.
Do a lot
and
of
this
Google
Iafe, the Russian icebreaker, is a nice ship. There's a fruit and salad spread I'm seeing here, and some bar stools. And some leather couches. And there's a lot of old people. I think you're going to share this trip with a lot of old people. Or elderly, excuse me. I want to say maybe.
Now
maybe.
You're freaking her out.
We'll see.
No, now you're freaking her
true,
out.
It's true. I mean, everyone that told me about the sailing or about going to Antarctica, anyone that I know that has ever been there was, yeah, usually in like their 50s or so at least.
That's fine, though. It's your adventure. You don't need to worry about them. You're going to be down in Antarctica. You're not going to care about old people there at all. And if you have to leave them behind, leave them behind for the penguins.
I'll just be thinking
it'll be
about
like Cocoon.
Yeah, oh yeah, there you go. I was like, if they go down, we'll eat one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you should totally, like, one night late, Sarah, so one night late at night on the ship, just, like, getting some, like, alien makeup and just start, like, knocking on doors at, like, 2 a.m.
That would be pretty
and
good.
And just scare the old people.
That would be
just
pretty good. Like, you're going to give them heart attacks.
I've come to take you. I'll be so good.
That would be good.
That would be good. That's what I would do. And that would get me kicked off the ship. I'd be taken into the captain's quarters.
The galley.
The galley.
Yeah. You totally
the Russian
would.
Captain would be like, this doesn't fly.
No. Not here. Not here.
That's so awesome.
That is cool. So you're going to be down there for 5 days, and then you're coming back to Argentina?
No, actually, the whole thing is 12, but it takes about 3 days to get through the Drake Passage there and back. So there's some, unfortunately, there's some long sailing there.
That makes sense. And you brought
I
a camera.
Question for you, Sarah.
Did you get the GoPro? Quickly ask that. Did you get the GoPro?
Yeah, so I didn't get a GoPro, but I did get a camera. I bought the Vivitar, which is a sort of a competitor. Not as fancy, but
that's fine.
I haven't actually used it one time.
You should try to use it so you know what you're doing. Is it in a waterproof?
I turned it on.
Is it in a waterproof? Do you have a waterproof thing for it?
Yes.
All right,
yes, I do have a waterproof thing.
That's good. All right, Giggles, ask your question.
I like that we're fighting to ask Sarah questions because we've got her for the whole show. And
yay!
P.S., if you do want to ask Sarah or Dave and Giggles a question, the number to dial is 718-928-9732. That number again, if you want to write it down, is 718-928-9732. And if you're just noticing, we do kind of a free-form show. We don't really have a set plan.
If you're just
noticing. We just sort of ask questions and hang out. So Sarah is in Ushuaia, Argentina, heading down to Antarctica for 12 days on a Russian icebreaker. Gosh, just saying it. I'm living vicariously with you, and that's why I love having you on the show.
I've been saying it the whole time she was traveling around America, too. Like, this whole trip she's got is just one big vicariously living through. That's it. makes me so jealous.
Sorry, my question.
Oh, you have a question.
Is if you could live in a, and this is for Dave, too. This is for the audience and anybody, really. But if you could live in a time period and your occupation, what would you be?
And my occupation?
Any time period. It can't be the future. It's got to be the past. Any time period in history. And what would you want your occupation to be?
It's a good question.
You can say it.
It's a good question. I think I would go back to late 1800s, the gold rush up in San Francisco. Be a gold farmer. That'd be kind of fun. You'd probably get robbed.
Gold farmer. You're farming gold.
Yeah, you're farming gold. What else are you going to be doing with gold? You're farming gold.
Mining gold.
Yeah, whichever it's called. Don't make fun of me.
I would get on the gold farming train.
Yeah, get on the gold farming.
For me, just being down here, actually, I mean, I am, like, in love with planes. I just think they're amazing, and you see all these like prop planes and stuff like that, just like you would see in other sort of remote places like Alaska. And for me personally, I think, I don't know if I would change a time period. I kind of like it.
He's saying you have to though, so you kind of have.
I have to. Yeah. So then I guess
can't be the present.
I guess I would go back to sort of maybe the 60s or 70s. And
that would be fun.
Even more remote and
that
pioneer.
That would be fun. You know the job I always wanted? It's at the beginning of Indiana Jones. I can't remember which one. It's the one where the big rock comes rolling down. Everybody remembers this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the big rock comes rolling down. He's running out. He's trying to save his life. He's getting shot at by arrows, and he's running. And then he all of a sudden yells something. And then this dude is on his plane sitting there fishing, waiting for Indiana Jones to come out so he can fly him to safety. I want to be Indiana Jones' water plane dude that just flies him around all over the place. That's a good job.
See, that could
just
be me.
Just fishing. Fishes from his seaplane.
That was a good, like every time I saw him, I'm like, man, that guy's got the life. Like, he gets to be associated with Indiana Jones, have these kind of adventures with Indiana Jones, but he gets to fish while all the dangerous stuff is happening. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
There's my answer.
Indiana Jones made me want to be an architect. Not an architect.
An
archaeologist. I wanted to be an archaeologist watching the Indiana Jones trilogy.
I think that's all boys did. Like, that's...
Well, yeah.
You saw Indiana Jones, and you're like, I want that hat. I want the whip. I want to be an archaeologist.
Yep, I want it all.
I want it all. And I also want to teach college to, like, those college girls that wrote things on their eyelids. You know, that was the dream.
When I was planning this trip right now, I was like, man, I really want a map that'll show, like, where I'm going with the red line, like, at the beginning of Indiana Jones when he's, like, flying around.
Sure. If you gave us your map, I would have done a little video thing where we could have had a plane and then a little face on the plane that was you, and we could have had it like trailing around the world. But you didn't give us a map, so we can't do it. Too late. Also, I want to point out that you, being in Argentina, have figured out how to use this technology that we're using when Dylan couldn't figure it out 2 weeks ago at all. And he works in technology. Oh, that kid.
Yeah. She's at the bottom of the earth.
She's
at the bottom of the earth, and it sounds so crystal clear. Yep. And she doesn't have these show playing in the background, so there's an echo.
It's true.
Or a reverb, you know?
She's figuring it out.
Classic. Thank you, Sarah. No, thank you.
You did good.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Dylan.
He's the worst. I told him to call in. Let's see if he does. He's probably listening. So I went to my niece's 13th birthday today. And
why?
I don't know. It was pretty bad. But I got there early, and I went to my mom's house first. Then we went to my sister's house, and I drove my sister and her friend to the party. And they both sat in the back, made me feel like an old chauffeur.
Like an Uber driver.
Yeah, I was like, get in the front.
But in the Jeep?
In the Jeep.
Why would you sit in the back in the Jeep?
I don't know.
Sit shotgun.
I know.
Who does that?
I know.
I made my
niece jump into the front because I was like, I'm not driving you guys like this. This is not happening. But then her friend started talking. What show? I was trying to figure out, what show was it? Was it Full House, Kimmy Gibbler, where she talked so fast that nobody could understand her? Was it that show or was it another show? Do you remember what I'm talking about? There was a show where one of the friends talked so fast that they couldn't understand her. I'm gonna try to figure that out.
Story.
No, but my niece's friend talked so fast that I could not understand a word she said. I kept telling her to slow down, and then every time I did, I noticed she felt really bad, as if she did something wrong. I'm like, you're not wrong. You're fine. Just slow down, because I can't understand you. It does not sound like English. So that's my story. But it was. I don't know. Is that kids in general, or is that like today's kids? Are they just talking so fast that you just can't understand them?
Oh wait, you drove your niece and her friend.
And her
I thought
friend.
You said your sister and her friend.
No,
you said your sister.
To
and
my
her
sisters.
Friend.
To my sisters.
Oh, to your sisters.
To my
okay,
sisters.
So you had a couple little girls.
I had
in
a couple 13-year-old girls in my Jeep. I looked like a creep. I know.
With your long hair, your long hair blowing in the wind?
Of course
it
was.
Cap?
Of course it was blowing in the wind. And I had my
AVA.
You're just
yelling at them. I can't hear you. You're talking too fast.
You're talking too fast.
The windows are, the top's off.
I look like this. I look terrible. I look like a pedophile. I get that.
Oh, God. I would pull you over.
Oh,
I'd pull you over, or I'd look over and I'd say, look at this guy having a midlife crisis.
Driving around in his Jeep with a bunch of 13-year-olds. Terrible. But it was really weird. Going to brony conventions. But it was really weird. I couldn't understand what they were saying. They were talking so fast, and they were also talking about, like, like whatever apps they have that I've never heard of that they were fighting with their friends over, and everything they did goes out on the internet and never gets deleted. I don't remember even what the thing
Snapchat.
Was.
Snapchat.
No, it wasn't Snapchat. It was
Yik Yak.
Songify or song something or other, where they record themselves singing a song and then it goes out over. I don't even know what this is. I don't know what it is.
It's a new thing. We should get on it. Let's get our social media person on it.
Yeah, where is she? She's the worst. Yeah.
Worst.
See, Sarah gets it. All right, What else is going on down there? So was there any, like, local hotspot, any local bars down there?
Yeah, well, there's this one place called The Dublin, which is, like, the place apparently the locals go.
This is really funny.
Which is really cool.
It's really funny that no matter where you go in the world, there's always an Irish bar.
Yeah, and this one is full of Argentinians.
That's pretty funny.
But, it was cool because, like, we're sort of at the beginning of tourist season because right now it's becoming their spring. So we're literally right at the beginning. So it's still very local. And it's really, really freaking awesome. I am just loving it down here.
Argentina isn't Argentina known for harboring and bringing in a lot of Nazis? Isn't it a very German kind of country? Bread country?
I know there's a real big Italian influence here, and okay. I think you're right there. I did actually meet some Argentinians, and one is actually taking German classes, so that would make sense.
There you go. Argentina, that's how you say it, right? Argentina. That's how I'm saying it. They also don't really like anyone north of them. From what I know, a couple of Argentinians, and they consider themselves more Spanish, like the country Spain, than they do of South America in general. Am I right about that? Or, I mean, have you seen this?
It's so defined. I don't even know if I would say they consider them like Spain Spanish either. The countries here are just so defined, and there's such they're really just all about being Argentinian. So even when we were talking about, different types of Spanish, just the different ways that people speak, they're like, oh, no, that is Spain. That's not us.
That's not us. So
don't let Dave get you into a stereotyping hole, because he'll do that. He'll put words in your mouth. You're about to embark on a Russian icebreaker.
It's true.
Don't say anything bad about Argentina.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to
say
something bad. Argentina.
This guy. And I got a research intern out here who says that show that Dave was talking about with the girl talking too fast was Blossom.
Blossom. Was it six? It was six. It was totally six.
Six. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was six. Yeah. Jenna Von Oy. Yep. How do I know that?
I don't know why you know
Oy.
That.
Yeah, I was like,
wait, oh, God. Who's your intern?
We both watch Blossom.
We all watch Blossom. Who's your intern that you have?
Don't worry
this?
About it. I got notes, and I got people looking out for
who's
me.
Who's your intern? Is it our marketing person?
No.
You have someone else?
I got somebody else. Guess what? It's a listener.
Oh, no
so,
way.
Yeah.
Tell them
just
to call
like you
in.
Have people texting you during your show.
They do.
I got people texting me.
I need to know. Who's
info.
Tell them to call in. 718-928-9732.
I've tried.
I have a question.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes. Sorry.
So, no. I'm going down, to Antarctica on Tuesday.
We know.
I want to bring
don't rub it in.
With me.
Oh, wait.
That, I don't know, isn't down there. I can get a picture with it or something. That would, set foot. It would be on land in Antarctica.
You should have done this when we saw you
in
Colorado and then in New York.
I know.
You should have been like, hey, give me something.
I know.
You know?
We could have gave you something.
I could have given you something.
Well, think about this. And then also springing it on us now with 10 minutes left in the show is going to be hard.
Dirty trick.
We'll think about this. We'll collaborate. We'll try to figure something out. Maybe if you can get to a 3D printer, we'll send you something. You could print it out and bring it with you.
We could just give her something to print. She could just print our logo and say, Dave and Giggles at the bottom of the earth.
I like
or
that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, just all right. That's print something if you can before you leave. Print something that's, you know, our logo.
Yeah.
We'll
even if you I'll send you a logo, and even if you have it on your phone, you can hold your phone up and take a picture of you with your phone. If you can't print anything, that'll still suffice and be able to notify that everyone that we have made it to the bottom of the earth, even though we're not there.
Oh, man.
It works. It works for me. I think it works for everybody. Everybody's happy. I'll send that to you.
Sounds good.
What else is happening? All right. So Tuesday we got the election. I'm so glad this is going to be over. It's just getting out of control. Here's something that I had. So this woman was at the Jamaica casino. Jamaica Queens, as it were.
Okay.
Jamaica Queens Casino. She does her thing, and it says, you won $43 million. Like, it says it on the screen that she wins $43 million. She goes and is frantic and is like, I just won $43 million. And then she leaves thinking that she won $43 million. She comes there the next day, and they say, it was a computer error. You actually just won $225. And that's what showed up for some reason. So you didn't win $43 million.
Whoa.
I feel like
so
that.
She got hosed.
She got totally hosed.
Did she take a picture of it? You got to take a picture of it.
She did take a picture of it.
Proof.
She totally took a picture of it.
Here's her first problem is she's going to a casino in Jamaica Queens.
In Jamaica Queens. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like,
and the funny
say
thing
what
is
you will
too,
about New Yorkers, but don't gamble.
Don't gamble.
You know,
but the funny thing is, too, that that machine, it says on it, that the highest win out payout for that machine was like $6,500. So like $6,500 versus $43 million is a big difference. But obviously she was just tormented. Like, can you imagine going home thinking, "All right, I'm $43 million richer. This is going to be great." Oh, they also offered her a steak dinner. That was what they gave to her in its place.
It was a consolation
prize. Consolation prize. A steak dinner. Ooh, that's got to be rough.
Yeah, don't gamble. I mean, I guess they could have given her the full payout, because if it's a computer glitch, and that's why I feel like you shouldn't gamble with computers or like machines, because you really are pissing your money away. Like, the odds are already stacked against you. I can see like playing cards or playing against a football game or, you know, whatever you're doing.
Something.
But like when it's a computer, when it's something that's you don't have. The odds are not stacked in your favor.
We've already learned over the years not to trust computers. You know, like Terminator 2 taught us this. Going way back, don't trust computers. It's obvious by now. And that's that. All right. So what did we learn today? We're getting close to the end of the show. We learned that everyone is jealous of Sarah going to Antarctica. We learned that we're going to get her a picture so we can get, or a logo so we can get you a picture of us with you. That sounds lovely.
This sounds so weird.
Yeah,
we need to be there with you.
We need to be there
somehow.
I should do face cutouts, I think.
That would be good. That would be really good. I'll see if I can get.
Like, weird people stand next to me and I'll get pictures with them.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Good. That would be
that
pretty
would be
good.
Cool.
Yeah, see if you can find like an old 50, 60-year-old couple. Have me as the guy and Giggles as the girl, obviously. And then put the printouts of our faces in front of them. Oh, this is good. I like this.
Yeah.
I like
this.
All right.
I was going to say we could. What?
No, I was going to say
just
let me
know. This would be a little weird.
All right.
But do you have your dad's ashes?
How am I going to get them down to her now?
In Antarctica.
How am I going to get them down? That would have been great.
I'm overnighting some ashes.
That would have been really great, though, if we both got a little bit of our dad's ashes to give to her to spread. It's a little morbid and a little weird, but I see where you're going with it, and it's kind of nice, but a little weird.
Well, it's like if you're taking something to the bottom of, like, what would you take? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got me this whole question thinking, like, what would you take somewhere to
good
be
question.
Like, this is it, you know? So that would have been weird. And it would have been an awkward conversation.
I know.
Just be like, Sarah, here's this vial. I take this with you on the rest of your trip.
I'm trusting you with
country.
My dad.
And then when you fly out to South America, take this down there.
I'm entrusting
no
you
for you.
Entrusting yeah. you with my dad's ashes.
That'd be a great conversation
spread.
At like customs.
Yeah. Yeah. It also sounds like a Cameron Crowe movie where they're just like, you know, she's driving down to Antarctica with ashes, play some good music. But that's weird. That's kind of weird. I'm into it.
Sorry, I went there.
You did. You did. Oh, man.
Well, it's better than cutouts of our faces.
No, I do
I
like
think
cutouts.
It's a beautiful thing.
I do like cutouts of our faces because then I'll feel like I'm there to some degree. Ah. There's yeah. the music. There it is. We're getting towards the end of the show. It was a good show. You guys did good. We had Sarah, on the whole time.
Thank you for coming on. This was an hour you spent with us.
Flew.
And it always does. It always does. How'd you feel being on the entire time?
It was fun. I really appreciate you guys even just having me on and getting me all sorted with the technology. And
you
such.
Did good. You did better than Dylan.
Yeah, Sarah, just imagine feeling on 24/7. That's what Dave and I feel.
That's what we feel all the time.
Yeah.
It's tough.
You guys are like my idols.
Safe travels. Hey, safe travels on the Iafe.
Iafe.
The Russian icebreaker.
Yeah. I got to look this up.
100-passenger vessel.
Let me know if you can get to a printer before you go, and then I will send headshots of me and Giggles.
Of course I can.
All right, then
it's going to cost her like $20 to print.
Probably.
A color printer down in the bottom of the earth.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, we'll probably have to fax it down there.
They could be black and white.
No, I want them to be color. Let's get them as much.
We'll get some fancy colored ones. Guys.
Yeah. Oh, one thing that I did want to do, there was a pop-up shop around where I worked where they were doing for $100, you can do a 3D printout of yourself. Like a little, like, 5-inch miniature thing of yourself. That would have been awesome if I was able to get you that. Have, like, a little mini Dave with you in your hand as you embarked.
I think that sounds creepier than the ashes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But it would have been
She would throw it away.
Yeah,
there would be that time where she just looks at it and is like, I can't take this.
You know, and we're going to come full circle. We're going to come full circle. We're going to come full circle here. She would throw it in the ocean. Just like that old lady in the Titanic did with that gem. Good work, guys.
All right, guys.
All right. Have a good night. Hello, it's probably like 2 o'clock
Buenos
in the morning
noches.
There. All right.
Buenas noches.
We'll talk to you later. Good work, Kim.
Bye, guys.
Later. All right. I came to the show tonight with absolutely nothing except that lottery story or the gambling story. So I think we did all right. What is that?
I had some notes.
What did you have?
I was writing notes as I...
What else did you have?
On the top of my notes, it says vote.
Vote. Vote, everybody. Vote. Did you hear today that Comey came out and said, those emails got nothing?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
It's just ridiculous.
Don't trust anybody.
Don't trust
They're all hose
anybody.
Bags. Don't trust anybody.
Don't trust anybody. Go out and vote. You're going to vote?
I already did. And just before we're getting cut off, if you want to donate to Pete Pigeon's dental disaster,
ooh, good one.
We're going to get his dental costs covered.
Nice.
We're going to do it. That's going to be our goal.
Do you remember the site?
I think it was PetePigeonsDentalDisaster.com.
That sounds too much.
If you just look, I don't know the exact link, but...
See if you can get him to come in next week, and he can play a couple songs and talk about it again. Talk about his teeth. But see if you can come in down in the basement with you. And, Sarah keeps texting me. So see if you can come down to the studio. He can play a couple songs and he can talk about his dental. That would be fun. He's great.
We'll do it.
Yeah. All right. That's it for us. We got 15 seconds.
You look good.
You look really good. All right. Later.
Later.
Later.